Bison producers are just one of the several people in the livestock industry excited about the second coronavirus food assistance program. The industry was frustrated when USDA excluded bison producers from the first round of CFAP assistance. National Bison Association Executive Director Dave Carter says the negative economic impacts from COVID-19 are huge.
More than 85% of the high-value cuts, the tenderloins, the ribeyes, and the strips, those are sold in restaurants, whereas the retail channel has primarily been our market for ground bison. It's a really hard impact on our marketers when all of a sudden you're taking a tenderloin that you would wholesale for $20 a pound and having the choice of either putting it in the freezer or turning it into ground bison at a much cheaper price.
While cattle producers were included in the first round of CFAP payments, a large chunk of those producers missed out on the funding because of the specified time frame. That's according to U.S. Cattlemen's Association Director of Policy and Outreach, Leah Biondo.
First round of CFAP, we saw an arbitrary kind of cutoff deadline, April 15th, and that was right really in the height of the pandemic and the height of when most producers were experiencing losses. Some were holding on to cattle, some were selling cattle, and it was really difficult for them to manage or market their herd.
Cattlemen still have questions about program eligibility for this round. Here's a North Dakota Stockmen's Association Executive Vice President, Julie Ellingson.
Question I have is, how are newborn calves considered? Many people, of course, will castrate their bull calves or whatever, and that would fell within that time frame. But that's one question I have is, how are those eligible livestock? And I haven't found the answer on that yet, so I'm trying to find that answer.
The sheep, hog, and turkey industries are also on the list to receive CFAP 2 payments. Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Overby on the Red River Farm Network.